So now we come to what you call distribution channel management. How will you manage your channel? What all you need to do to manage your channel?
So let's understand channel management strategy. These are the points on which you will manage. You will do things to manage your channel strategy. I will take one by one, analyzing the consumer. So what do you do by at this stage, Anand? Start by answering generally two questions. To whom shall we sell the merchandise immediately after production? Who are our ultimate users and buyers? So whom you will immediately sell, end customers, who are they, where are they, etc. So those are the things that you need to really find out about your end consumers. So with that, you will be able to establish your channel objectives. So what is the objective that buyer is looking at? That how will you achieve? Buyer wants product in the close proximity, then accordingly you will have to set your objective. Buyer needs prompt delivery, then you will have to set the time-based objectives. Buyer needs exclusivity, then you will have to think of opening an exclusive showroom. So those kind of aspects that will come into picture, and that's how you will get in deciding your channel strategy to take it forward to the next level. So buying characteristics of the purchaser of a high quality curved TV might be the following. And so I am just trying to help you with an example. Purchase only from a well-established reputable dealer. Purchased only after considerable research to compare prices and merchandise characteristics. Purchase may be postponed. If need be, I am not in a hurry, I will wait for some more time. Purchase only from a dealer equipped to provide me prompt and reasonable product service. So if the buyer has set this as a criteria for himself, your channel development strategy should somewhere match with this, and accordingly you will decide your channel selection and their channel management approach. So next is the establish the channel objectives. So why are you establishing this particular channel? So what is an objective? So growth in sales by reaching new market and or increasing the sale in the existing market. So what is the prime objective? So how increasing the sale? Yes, but how? Whether in the existing market or in the new market. Maintain or improvement of the market share. So what is in terms of market share, what's your ultimate objective? Achieve a pattern of distribution by a certain time in a certain place and in a certain form. So you have to achieve the distribution objectives as well, and ultimately reduce the cost and increase the profit. That is the net profit margin aspect that I have explained you, by creating and become making your channel efficient, so that you are able to reduce your distribution cost and contribute to your net profit margin. So this is like some of this or all of this or one of this should be your channel objective that you should be very clear about. Then next comes the specified distribution task. What is it that this channel has to achieve? It must be in a format that you can measure it as well. Some of the examples I have given you: delivery within 48 hours, adequate storage, credit to other intermediary, facilitate a product return network, provide readily available inventory. So this is, suppose this is a list of objectives that you have, then that's a task, and related to that, these are the tasks that the channel distributor has to perform. So that you should be really clear about, and even the channel person also should be clear about. Evaluate and select amongst the channel alternative. We have earlier covered the kind of a lost opportunity sale, loss control on communication, etc. With all those aspects, decide between what is the ideal channel for you. So alternative number of levels, whether you single level or multi-level, etc. That's one call you need to take. Intensity, intensive, selective or exclusive, that we have studied. Types of intermediary at each level, whether agent or you need a wholesaler type of a network, etc. Application of selection criteria to channel alternatives. Here you must clearly know everything else about whom will you select. These are the predefined huge list of criteria. It may start with simple things like what is a open land space, what is a showroom land space, what is that office space, what is a storage space, number of people, number of vehicle for distribution. There are so many things that will get included in your agreement or selection criteria. Agreement comes later. It's your selection criteria on which you will evaluate each and every member that comes in front of you either based on his application or based on your approach to them. So this is on which there are rankings or there are methods, you know, that will finally give you a score, and that score will determine who's a right, who's probably not right for you. So that's what you must have this predefined, and that's what I'm trying to make you understand. Continuing to understand channel management strategy, evaluate channel management performance, and then you must be in a position to even measure the performance. So measure the performance is a result of you're specifying the task to them, he is aware of his objective and he is aware of his target, etc., performing parameters against which you will try and then measure his performance. So it could be the sales in volume, in value, inventory management, etc., achievement of the task, that is the 48 hours delivery, what percentage of this thing he has achieved in that task, etc., time duration, etc., those kind of things. Other aspects could be, as I told you, the predefined list of parameters. One could be like manpower capability, the roles and responsibilities that they are supposed to perform, system and process automation that has to be undertaken by him, certain minimum threshold IT backup, certain additional requirement over a period of time that he should bring in. Communication and integrity, like he will at every point of time show the integrity with your product, brand and the organization, and he will communicate to the market as expected by you. Conflict management resolutions is pre-decided, the escalation metrics, who takes what decisions, etc., are known to both the parties. Network bullying, yani. So how will you manage if the channel member comes heavy on you, yani, or if the entire channel set of people get together and come heavy? Like in my this thing, I have come across a case where medicine, yani, the medicine retailers have gone heavy on Cipla. So it's up to them how they manage at that point of time and what they did, etc. So, but it's at every given point of time, you must evaluate this as a risk, yani. So whether you as a brand and the organization have a power over channel, or channel is now become so strong and you become so dependent on it that they may start bullying you. Power equation balancing is nothing but same this thing I have mentioned, and it's like who calls the shot, and that has to be managed well. This is diplomatically also needs to be handled, and you don't have to every time create a very formal structure or formal process or formal methods, etc. So it can be handled diplomatically by keeping few key fraternity of the network in confidence, etc. So these are the ways and means that you have to get into handling your channel management, for which you have to have a strategic approach. So emerging different channels of distribution, friends, we will try and touch upon some of them for your own understanding. One is an online channel, though you all might have heard about it, etc. I will just take a few moments to explain you. It's a virtual place which enables consumers to refer and search for the product that he wants and order it, make a payment, get the tracking facilities and ensure that the home is the goods is delivered at home or the place where he has ordered it to be. So that's what we call an online or a virtual channel. You have either the third party online channels, which we see the Flipkart, Amazon and whatnot, but companies have also nowadays started their own online platforms. So you can go to Raymond's and order on Raymond's. You can go to Tanishq and website and order Tanishq jewelry. So this is like an online platform. So there are two concepts available there. Any one or both of them can be tapped by the brand. Second is licensing. This is though the legal terminology, one need to understand as a licensor. So that is a brand. You will be granting a third party known as the licensee the right to utilize your trademarks and possibly your business system and intellectual property. Licensing serves to expand your consumer recognition of your brand, will allow you to spread your brand in the market. You will generate additional revenue in the form of a license fee. You will collect a license fee from the person whom you are assigning this authority. The cyclic this thing could be decided, it would be one time, it could be annual, it could be. So that aspect of course is a different thing, but please remember one thing. Once you give the licensee becomes more powerful. He has a right to use your brand, trademark and way of doing business, etc. So that's one aspect of it. After we discuss franchisee, then we will come back on this. So there is a detriment this thing to it. You will not be permitted to exert control over your licensee. Licensee may or may not listen to you. So that's what you lose the control necessarily over it. License agreement, if not properly drafted and restricted, may subject
and may get into similar to something like a franchisee liability type of thing. As a franchisor, you have more liability on you than the franchisee outlets. So if the agreement is not drafted well, tomorrow you may become liable as a franchisor also. Different from company showroom, it's not same as a company showroom. You see many places there is a declared Puma company showroom or Nike company showroom, etc. That is not same as the licensee outlets as such. In product where quality can be guaranteed at the manufacturing level, then the licensing agreement is feasible. So Adidas is a shoes, yani, wherever it is manufactured, the quality can be guaranteed, yani. Or weather coats, or you know, like bags and you know, such kind of items where production stage itself is a stage where quality can be developed and guaranteed, then you can open what you call a licensee you know, agreement based network. But if it is not so, then it's become tricky to open a licensee based of approach. So you will not find a licensee kind of thing when it comes to say pizzas or when it comes to food item, etc., where it is the point of quality depends at the point of delivery kind of thing, not at the point of manufacturing. Franchisee, a proven business legal model though, and it helps you to expand your network really well. Yani. So what is the franchise expansion? The capital and managerial effort is of the franchisee who takes your franchise. So I as a person suppose approaches Domino's and say, okay, I am willing to take a franchisee. Then entire capital and managerial effort I will have to put in, yani, that entire cost. However, the product, the process, the backend, the advertising support systems, and entire training of the manpower, package standardization, branding standardization, all is taken care of by the parent organization, that is the franchisor. So my people will be deployed in their academy. They will be trained on how to make chips, how to make pizzas, etc., how to pack it, sell it, all those things. Yani. Entire backend system support, their softwares will be loaded into my computer. So ordering, billing, tracking, etc., all this will be done. So they will provide me that support when I take their franchisee, this thing. So similar advertising, when they advertise, okay, if it's a print advertise, my name or my number also will come somewhere. So that's how, or if they get an order on their online one number, then there is a territory division that has happened. So if the order belongs to my this thing, then it will come to my outlet. So a lot of such support is rendered by the main person, that is a franchisor. When branded pizza opens its new outlets, so giving the place branding investment, manpower and financing will be from a person who's taking this franchisee. So how the outlet is to be looked, that entire setup, installation, etc., will have to be borne by me as a franchisee. However, the main franchisor will provide me all the branding elements. They will support me. They will not let me lose ke bhai aap ye dekh lo aur bana lo, aisa nahi. They will support me so that there is an overall uniformity, there is a quality that I get for the price that I pay. They will train my people, they will provide me softwares for billing and accounting, etc., for the delivery tracking and blah blah. They will generate leads for me, they will pass on the leads to my franchisee, they will generate business for me. My role is to then ensure that expected quality level based product is delivered to the customer. So pizza that guy gets it from in the car versus the pizza that guy gets from the Dadar franchisee will be almost same. Very difficult for a naked eyes to make the difference or find a fault in it. Yani. It will look like a Domino's pizza only. So cost of advertising at times may be shared partially, some percentage by ranging from 25% to 40%, etc., are paid by the franchisee when the special promotions, etc., has been done to generate more leads on the occasion of festivals or anything like that. Otherwise, generally the responsibility of the franchisor to generate business for the outlets. They also determine the outlet capability, and you know, then only they decide that outlet needs to be at this place. Yani. So that's the franchisees. Now you compare this with the legal licensing part. Licensing only you hand over the trademark and various other support, later on you lose out. Even intellectual property rights you hand over, like how to make a pizza and those things, but later on you don't really have a control. And you may end up being approved as a franchisor and bear the franchisor liability. While in franchising it is very clear, these are the products whose quality is generated at the place of delivery. These are not shoes and weather raincoats and those kind of things. Their product is manufactured, the Dadar Domino's makes the pizza and then supplies to my house. My friend in Bandra will not get from Dadar. He will get from the Bandra franchisee of Pizza Hut, etc. or the Domino's. So that's where the difference is. In licensing, that Adidas is sure of quality that he makes. Therefore, he is just given a licensing to spread. Yani. So you see the outlets in Parel, you see outlets in next Cherry Road, Curry Road and all these things. Because here the quality is assured at the licensing stage, when the quality is assured at the manufacturing itself, which is not the case with franchising. So franchising, the quality is generated at the place of delivery. That's what one need to really understand. In India, the revolution is spreaded by the Franchise India. There is a special body, www.franchiseindia.com. They have an online portal. They conduct a lot of numerous local events to promote this concept. So the people who want to offer franchisee, they come for such events, and then you know you can have the face-to-face discussion. There is a presentation, there's a one-to-one, etc. So that's how franchisee revolution is spreading across the world, including India. Role of channels of distribution. So we need to now understand what is the role they play. But for first of all, let's understand why in the first place you need to understand the role. So we have earlier studied that marketing needs to play a role of creating four utilities: form utility, position, place utility, and time utility. We have understood each one of them, the place utility and the time utility. Nowadays, the right place also offers the time utility. These two utility are created by the distribution channels. So that's what is the significance of distribution or the place in marketing. That's why we need to really understand their role, yani, because the time and place utility is offered by the distribution channel. So what is the role that distribution channel plays? They provide you efficiency of distribution. So as per the task assigned within 48 hours delivery, or delivery within 24 hours, or the service complaint is attended within 8 hours or whatever, that is what is achieved by the right distribution. Smooth flow of goods and services. So goods flow from your main warehouse to the distribution centers, to the local center, to the customer, etc. They flow in a very smooth manner without goods getting lost or transited to the wrong locations and those kind of things. Services are offered also flawlessly. Cost of entire transaction, if it is aligned well, you will be able to bring down the cost of entire transportation and distribution, which will help you to increase your net profit. Facilitates the search, yani, the right place, right location of the this thing will also enable the search of place. Yani, people will see them often while passing by. Your promotion will also yield them the result of getting located easily, etc. Customer will find, oh, there is somebody close to me. So therefore, he will be excited to try your brand or your product, etc. Less stock of goods. Yani. If you have a better network distribution, the inventory that you may have to carry will reduce. Yani. So because you even cross transfer the inventory and you know ensure that the customer order is met. So in certain products, if suppose one specific model of Adidas shoes is not there, if suppose you have a good franchisee and channel understanding, you will transfer from where it is available to the customer, and between the two partners, then there is a settlement procedures available. So stock and inventory management, the turnaround of the inventory, that is a fast selling happens. Yani. So as a result, not only they benefit, you also benefit. Proximity to consumers, the last but not the least is they are closest to the consumers. They not only sell your products, promote your products, display your communication, they talk for you. They ensure payment collection for you. So there are so many advantages that this channel offers to you, because they being close to it, they understand. The last but not the least, they understand changing needs. If they suddenly start finding one consumer buying and now not buying this product and shifted to say Herbal or shifted to other brand, etc., they are the one who will know that the change is happening. People are moving away from say Colgate to Patanjali, or say from this brand of Ayurvedic medicine to their Patanjali. So then this is the feedback that they will give it to your field team will give a feedback to you, and then you will know that what corrective measures and actions that is needed to be taken by you. Colgate sale when was falling, they determined by which sale of goods is increasing, and that's the time they realized the Dhan Shakti, that is the herbal product of Patanjali, is selling high numbers. Yani. People are opting out to that. Yani. That's the stage where Waste Shakti was conceptualized and introduced by Colgate, which is as of now helping them to garner additional volume and defend their market share. So we have understood, friends, what is the role of channel. So overall, we have understood the first, the one of the P of marketing mix among the 4 P, that is place, And we have understood various facets of place as a distribution catalyst in the marketing management. Thank you.